بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والصلح خير صدق الله العظيم. We want to paint a scenario in which we want to explain the bigger picture. There's a property in Santon, and this property we put the offer for 50 million. But the investors and those selling that property, they're saying that they only prepared to come down to 100 million. For whatever reason, the overseas investors felt a lot of load shedding, this thing, that thing, unpredictability in the country. They decided to withdraw their offer. And they give you a call, say, Mr. So and so, we prepared to close the deal with you for 45 million. But there's two other people also offering us this. Can you make it within a short while, maybe just by today or early tomorrow morning latest? So now we book a flight and we leave Overport. Along the way, there's a taxi driver that is driving how normally taxi drivers drive. On that occasion, will somebody come out from his vehicle in Alpine Road and go and talk to the taxi driver to reason with him? Just shake our head and say, Allah make hifazat. And if it means that he's blocking almost 1.5 lane, somehow we'll put that vehicle on the curb and carry on. Now already the taxi driver caused the commotion. The moment we pass Sikau Lake, foot is on the accelerator. And suddenly you see blue lights. You're overspeeding. And the traffic officer is saying, where's the license? Say, I have to write a fine for you for 2,000 rands. On that occasion, will any of us argue with the traffic officer? Say, officer, gladly, just write the ticket, please. Whatever it means. Reach the airport, trying to get parking. The car guard is saying, don't park here, park there. All right, bye. Where you want me to park, I'm ready to park. In all of these scenarios, taxi driver, traffic officer, car guard guiding us, none of us want to get entangled with the person, because what have we got in mind? The property in Santon that just dropped 55 million rands. And if I get this property, I know what I'm going to do with it, how many stores and what chain stores and anchor tenants, etc., etc. So with that picture in front of me, a person doesn't want to have arguments, doesn't want to have altercations, doesn't want to get messed up and wind around anybody. He's prepared to bite the bullet, as he says, and all right, whatever you all want, I'll do it. Because in his mind, it's 45. Now, whether we'll have investors that drop over 50% of the original amount, that may be a dream come true for some people. But my dear friends, there's a bigger picture in front of us, which we can't put a price to it, and that is the month of Ramadan. For this month of Ramadan, which actually will secure us a property in the Akhirat, wallah, my dear brothers, no matter what profile anybody has, can be the sheikhs, all oil sheikhs of the world, no matter what they own a whole island and they've got so many catamarans and helicopters. In the context of Jannat, this too is an understatement. In the context of Jannat, a person who has a private island, it's still like he owns a DSW where all there's dirt. It's nothing.
So this Ramadan that we are working with, we should keep this as the bigger picture. Now inshallah, the colleagues that will come through and those that have come will be emphasizing on the ibadat part of this month of Ramadan. So today we won't go in that dimension because there's other things to discuss as well. The month of Ramadan is not only fasting as far as food, drink and comforts and pleasures, etc. But it's a month in which we get a spiritual training to fast with the eyes, to fast with the ears. And in the case of the mouth, we are fasting as far as food goes, but to fast with the tongue. And then to fast with the mind. That means the mind has to be brought under control. So there's a bigger picture to the month of Ramadan. Now this month of Ramadan, towards the latter part, the last 10 days, we come across the night of power. And nobody can really specifically say which is the night of power. So we search for it on the 21st, 23rd, 25th, all the odd nights, 27th, 29th. Ulama kiram explain that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to reveal when will Laylatul Qadr be. And due to altercation, due to an argument, due to a bout, whatever was carrying on between two people, the barakat of the revelation of the date was taken away from the ummah. Now there could be many, many hikmat and wisdoms to why it was taken away. But bottom line, an important date like this, what was the catalyst? It was arguments. So we are going into this month of Ramadan. Let us up our game. And let us look at things from another angle. That how can I, first of all, avoid arguments? How can I come out of an argument that is prevailing or it is in the middle of it? How can I undo what was already done? So there's a before, there's a during, and there's a after. Now the beauty part of the deen that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam left behind with us, you won't find Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just saying, Allah revealed, aqimis salah, ummat perform salah. Al-hajju ashurum ma'lumat, ummat make hajj. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن أمت just fast. But either through the book of Allah تبارك وتعالى or through the teachings of Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم, through the actions of Sahaba or the takhrij and what ulama kiram in the light of what we just mentioned, a person will find elaboration with regards to Hajj. He will find elaboration with regards to Salah and fasting. Similarly, it is hoped by this student to try and bring within the best of my ability some kind of information, some kind of teachings from the Quran, Hadith, Sharia teachings of the elders and incidents in the next few minutes that can equip us sufficiently to sort out ourselves. Because we are on the door of the month of Ramadan. We can't afford to lose this month. And when that heart of a person is not right, or it's not in the right place, then look at it this way. It's a 5,000 riyal, tola, oud, amber, mushk. We picked it up from somewhere. Right, coming through, saw it in Medina, Makkah. But the person does not take a proper bath. He had a run round Crescent Street, down everything, and he's sweating. And he's trying to camouflage the perspiration and the smell and the heat and the humidity with that 5,000 riyal oud. Do you suggest it? It won't work. It might cause more problems. The month of Ramadan is like Oud. The month of Ramadan has got its own fragrance and scent in it. But when that heart is full of malice, hatred, and evil in it, then the progress will be there to a certain limit, but what we could have got out of it, we won't get out of it. So let's just go on. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us with a direction in life. In this particular talk, we will not address the topic in that you and I are the offender. Rather, we will speak from the angle that we are the defendant. In other words, we're not the oppressor, we're the oppressed. It's easier talked like that. People understand it better. So everybody, whoever is sitting, listening, live streaming, over the receivers, whatever, Bilal receiver, Hilal receiver, whatever you got, and you and I that are here, we are talking from the angle that we are the victim, right? And we're still going into the month of Ramadan. How do we sort out this problem now? So one is, normally the talk will be given, don't do this to others. I am talking from the angle if something is done to somebody. And after interacting with society, is hardly a person that doesn't have a gripe with somebody. There's hardly a person that hasn't been offended by somebody. There's hardly a person that hasn't been done down by somebody. So every person has a bone to pick with somebody. Or we just came out of something. Or we're just heading into something. So the person says, you know, Maulana, you don't know my condition. What is going on? The partners don't understand. My own brother did this to me. My own son let me down like this. Neighbors for so many years, he just saw a dangling of a carrot and suddenly he turned on me like a chameleon. These are the statements in Durban that you get and you hear it. Speaking the reality, boy. Or is it a fancy talk? It's happening, isn't it? This is what's happening in society. Own family. Al-aqrab fal-aqrab. They say the one that is the closest is a scorpion. He's stinging you. And you ask him, why is he stinging me? He says, I'm just stinging you because I have to sting you. I don't know why I'm doing it also. So the pains that a person suffers, we're still going into the month of Ramadan. Now, what does Quran speak to us? اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. That stay away from having assumptions and pre-thoughts about people. Now in a bayan that is 20 minutes, 25 minutes, you can't open up everything. So we're just going to touch, hit, go, understand and move to the next point. Do you know, my dear friends, So many times, when a problem is resolved in the office of an alim or in an arbitration, 9 out of 10 times, a person thought something and came to his or her conclusion. Eventually, they have to ask maaf in these words, I'm sorry I thought about it like that. This is the harm of not having an excuse for somebody in life. So the person, the victim, we're talking to the victim now, give that person the benefit of the doubt that they understood it like that, this was a reaction for that. When the sun will rise, then we'll see where we're standing and sort it out. Up till that time, just hold your horses. These are mechanisms to function. Sometimes we give illustration. Illustration don't need a proof. Maulana, where's your proof? Lal Kitab is an illustration. Whether it happened, didn't happen, that's not important. Man walks into his house, non-Muslim man, and he sees from the room, the nursery where the baby sleeps, his pet dog is coming out from there with blood around his mouth.
Immediately he pulls out the 45 or the 38 special, whatever it is that he's carrying. Glock. These days, a lot of people got a Glock. We look at the clock. And he opens up the magazine on that animal and he says, "How can you do this to my child?" And as he's shooting, you hear the baby crying. When he goes into the room, he sees a python that had crawled in from the window that was going to go to the child, and this dog risked his life and killed the python. What do you think he feels? You get the story. This assumption that I saw it, I heard it, I know it, I'm the proof of it, doesn't work. Until there isn't solid investigation about something, then how do we word it from the platform of the ulama? Before amplification, get verification and clarification. Wallah, my dear brothers, so much of our life will be sorted out. If I'm not mistaken, it's my grandmother. Sometimes we quote the grandmother to in a bayan. Because these old ladies, they're very intelligent, you know. Don't underestimate them. They maybe didn't go to school and move around, you know, like a fancy Nancy, but they had it online. So I'm going to say it in the language that I speak, and I translate it in a language that don't know that language. Say, beta, jindagi ma tamara revanu hoite na? To am karvanu ke bo jovailu am ni jovailu male, ne bo hambrelu am karvanu ke ni hambrelu male. Those that understood my language will know what I'm talking about. Eh, mere pyare bete, agar tumhe zindagi basarna hai aafiyat ke saath, mohabbat ke saath, to is tarah rehna chahiye ke bahut sare cheeze jo jisko maine dekha is tarah karne ke maine usko nahi dekha aur isi tarah jitne cheez maine suna usko is tarah samajhna chahiye ke maine usko nahi suna. English now. Anticipation is building. When you sit on this side, you can read the body language. Come on, Molana, enough of your Gujarati and Urdu. Come to English. We live in an English country. In life, to survive, behave and react in this way, that a lot of things what I have seen, imagine we never saw it. And a lot of things what we heard, imagine we never heard it. Wallah, my dear brothers, it sorts out all the problems. Now, if we end the problem, if a person is in an issue, there's two ways. I met a wise person, you know. And the wise person, he explained something that is very wise also. He says, initially, I thought I was very clever. And due to my cleverness, I said, let me straighten out the world. Straighten out the children, straighten out the wife, straighten out the neighbors, my staff, the musallis. I must get everybody right. Because I'm so clever. Then Allah made me intelligent. And I realized the easier way is to sort out myself. So brothers, when we're in the middle of something, there's two ways to handle the situation. One is a reaction and one is a response. To understand this, most of you are drivers. There's a dog crossing the road on the N3. Or sometimes you get a buck that runs across. We all seen Inkonka. One way is to swerve the vehicle in such a way that we capsize and we have a right of vehicle. Another way is to respond to it, and you negotiate with the driving expertise and maneuver the vehicle in such a way that we might just touch the buck and lose some of the bumper or a light or something, but the family is safe and we made it across, or we didn't touch the buck at all. Reaction versus response. So what Quran says, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without going into any particular order, shows us that when we're angry, if you're standing, sit down. If you sit down, lie down, drink some water, make some wudu. Do something to quell that anger, because anger does not give a person the opportunity to respond. It only makes him react. And after that, the person regrets. So when a person is going through something, at that time, it's best to walk away. It's best to let, you see, brothers, when the needle in a vehicle overheats and is reaching the red point and is happening around Macro, don't think you're going to drive to Masjid-e-Hilal and then I'll sort it out. You might just end up with a seized engine. It's better to pull up into Macro's parking lot, let that needle come down, then think twice what to do than just driving. In the same way, when the needle of our mind is hitting the red point, at that time, step out of the equation to recalculate so you can figure it out. That's the second point, right? Then, my dear friends, we mentioned that the person is a victim. And in our life, there might be individuals or individual who has, so to say, in inverted commas, taken a qasam to make the life miserable of that person. It's just, you just don't know what. You tried gifting, you tried talking, you tried screaming, you tried crying, whatever it is. That partner or that in the business doesn't want to come right, what you going to do? Now, this is where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings are so dynamic. Wallah, my dear friends, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to address topics that he would want to imbibe in himself. So don't think that the one that is speaking is holier than thou and wara'ul wara. No, we all from the same boat. Every one of us is a human being and we're facing the challenges of life, right? So what do we do? What does Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell us to do? Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, Silman katak, wa'fu amman zalamak, wa'ahsin ila man asa'ili. That those that break up with you make sila rahmi with them. Now, sometimes the jaws drop. Huh? Say again. I'm making the move, you don't want to improve. What are you talking? So our ustad Mawli Suleiman sahab, Damat Barakatum, Allah Ta'ala give him barakat in his life. And all our asatiza and seniors, those are the sick and ailing too, Allah give them shifa. See, sila rahmi and unions and family ties is not based that only on the reaction of somebody. Day of Qiyamah, you will be free. Ya Allah, it takes two hands to clap, but I tried to clap. After that, if there was no reaction, you still pass the test. Remember that. So Silman Kata. Doesn't mean if I join ties with my brother or I join ties with my relative, then it have to come right. No. It's simple as this. Do what I have to do. Whether that person makes up, whether that person understands, whether that person comes, don't come. I carry on being the good person. So Qiyamah Day, you don't have a problem. Now, let's go to the next part. Wa'afu amman zalamak. Isn't we said the victim is seated here today? So, sometime from the mimbar, we take the victim side also. Wa'afu amman zalamak. Make afu. Forgive the person that is victimizing. Again, you see, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just speak like that. Wama yantiku anil hawa. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided his speech. So when he spoke, Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke things that were qalla wa dalla, concise and precise, and he hit the nail on the head. His speech is guided by a divine intervention. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking about something, that wa'afu amman zalamak, O victim, forgive the victimizer. O mazloom, forgive the zalim. So the person see, we're having an open conversation here. We're exploring the dimensions of the thoughts of people. Because after interacting with people, you come to know how they think. Until then, it will just be a speculation. So the question that is coming now, wa'afu amman zalamak, Morsab, he did wrong to me. I am sitting, my whole family is suffering and we are in debts and he took all the money. And you saying I must make maaf? Alright, now we found our footing, but what hell he put us through? Wafu amman zalamak. I must forgive him. First of all, don't look at what I have to do. Look at the one that is asking me what I must do. Who's asking me to do this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive him. I'm not saying if somebody owes you 1 rand or 1 billion rand, just make it maaf like that. But there's a way how to sort out something. And where there are mistakes that happen, make maaf. Alright, he said things, he did things for years, it went like that. But in our deen, whenever a person will apply the teaching of deen, then would that come as a price? See, let's take the example of tahajjud. In the cold winter, or in the nights of summer when the mosquitoes and all are troubling, to break the sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning, is it easy, bhai? It's not easy. But the price at that time to break the sleep, 2 o'clock in the morning, what happens? Allah accepts our du'as, Allah becomes close to us. Especially in these days to go for Hajj, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, is it easy? It's not easy. But the price of that, Allah forgives us, isn't it? So in anything that a person does for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's always a price. There's always a prize. There's always a gift that comes at the end of it. What's that gift now? In wafu amman zalamak. See, my dear friends, when a person is all wound up and messed up because he's the victim, it can be sunrise but he's seeing sunset. He can have the most beautiful wife and the most wonderful children, and he can be having the most sumptuous, scrumptious, delicious and tantalizing food, but it don't taste nice. He becomes a grump in life, and slowly, because of being the victim, he detaches from society, but nobody knows his pain. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings, my dear friends, is to sort out this particular daggers that is going in the heart. Now let's take an example. A person is a size 8 shoes. His foot is size 8. But he put his shoes in a size 7. His foot in a size 7. And he didn't know there's a pebble inside there. How's the feeling? Can you think? Can you imagine? Another example. Ingrown toenail. Anybody had ingrown toenail? How it pains? Ingrown hair follicle. Those of us that don't know these two examples, two more I'll give you. Ladies are listening also. Steel wool in the finger. Or a splinter stuck in the thumb. Can you think? Last example. Children are here also. Toothache came in the night. Until you don't see Dr. Salim and you don't extract it, how it feels. This wafu amman zalamak is equivalent to that toothache, is equivalent to that steel wool, to the splinter, ingrown toenail, and that pebble with a shoe size that is small. The moment you take out the shoe, the moment you relieve the pebble, the foot starts to feel normal. The moment you go to the podiatrist, sort out that ingrown, and sort out the dentist, and sort out that splinter, my dear friends, instant relief. So this heart that's going towards the month of Ramadan, the moment it makes wafu amman zalamak, you say, I forgive them. Ya Allah, I'm not forgiving just like that. I'm forgiving like Yusuf alayhi salam did. La tasriba alaykum al-yum. I'm not just forgiving, hello, hot coal for Laylatul Qadr, and after that, after Eid, we'll see who's who in the zoo. No. I'm making you maaf without even reference to the point again. Total maaf. Wallah, my dear brothers, the relief that comes in that heart, and now the open channel with the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the du'as at the time of iftar, the du'as at the time of tahajjud, and this whole month of Ramadan, what it has to offer, that heart will become relieved. My dear friends, time is against me. They gave me a time. The thing is, even do not cause harm to people mentally also. In any way possible, the slightest way. In our masjid, dear Hilal, we have certain brothers breaking their fast in the masjid, and certain brothers breaking their fast in the dastarkhan downstairs. I'm just giving a rash example. The one in the downstairs should never think, look at those people, holier than thou, they can't eat with us. And the one that is sitting in the masjid should never think that the one that is sitting downstairs, hey, look at them, just after food. Both are wrong, and both are right also. I'm showing you the makeup of deen. I've seen two levels of akabirin.
Some akabirin take 10 minutes, they have, and then they read Maghrib. That one is thinking, Ya Allah, I'm hungry, I want your food, so I can make my Maghrib with ease without thinking of food. And the one that is not breaking is having a full meal before Maghrib. He's looking, Ya Allah, I can't wait to make sajda to you. You see, when the mind is right, we won't have thoughts like this. I'm from this masjid, so I know what goes on here. They're eating down. They can't come by us, holier than thou. Everybody is right. Who want to sit in the front surf and have his khajur? Have it here. Who want to eat down? Let him eat down. Everybody is right, because each one got a correction with Allah. So this is called mentally we are torturing ourselves. So dear friends and elders, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's take this month. If he's going to see sight tonight, alhamdulillah. If it's tomorrow, still alhamdulillah. Whatever is the will of Allah ta'ala. But we're going to go through this month looking at everybody. And that same person, one more thing they told me. Old people again. Handa hara che u kharaap chu. Sab acche hai, main sabse battar hu. Everybody is nice. I take last prize, I'm nothing. If I can understand this, my dear brothers, life will become a smooth sailing. And then when we have Eid, it will be a true Eid Mubarak. Because we spend this month taking the rights of Allah Ta'ala into consideration and the rights of people. If whatever I've told you and if it benefited you, Tawfiq-e-Ilahi Murshid-e-Paak ki barakat se. And if I said something that did not befit somebody's respect and honor, I told you I'm a student, and students come with an L sign. He'll always turn, indicate right, but turn left. Allah forgive us.